Shakina Pena. She is the owner and operator of the Your Healthy Choice Clinic. Good morning, Shakina. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Medical marijuana is on the front pages of the media, seems like just about every day.
Right.
I know that the new ruling by the courts has really put a crimp in folks like you who try to do business. And from what I understand, you may seek an emergency stay with some of the folks who are also in your business?
That is correct. We have all Compassion Clubs, patient caregivers, everyone who's been affected by this, who lost their job. We're, you know, collecting donations at Your Healthy Choice to raise money for an emergency stay and also appeal. We've talked to the McQueen C of A, you know, people that this has affected, and, you know, they've agreed to appeal it. They just, you know, ran out of the legal funds throughout the year since this has been going on over a year. So we're still open from 9 to 5 on Michigan Avenue, just taking in donations, still registering people to vote, letting them know about rallies that are coming up and advocating patient caregiver referral programs. So we're just helping everyone, you know, assisting them along as much as we can because there are a lot of people lost out here.
So the emergency stay, the appeals still haven't been filed yet.
Actually, we found out yesterday that we need more numbers, like statistic-wise. The attorney said we need to know how many people this affected. We need to know, you know, what are the rents due every single place. He wants to know how many businesses closed and getting those numbers from every Compassion Club in the state. So then, I mean, it's at a state level, so we have to report all these numbers. It's been rather challenging, so we've been working diligently on it. You know, I was up last night trying to gather together just my numbers and, you know, reaching out to everyone in the Lansing area. Now we're trying to delegate every person in each city to try to gather those numbers from clubs, dispensaries, clinics, things like that. So gathering all those numbers so they can come out with those statistics, you know, in front of the judges is going to be a little challenge.
Shakina, you have any idea of the more than 40 dispensaries here in the Lansing area, how many of those had to close down?
Every single one of them closed down yesterday. Well, we talked to Briggs' office and the prosecutor's office when the McQueen case went through, and they said, hey, it's illegal, and this is the way it's standing right now. So we, in the business Lansing Business Association, decided let's notify everyone, and per our attorney's advice, we shut down. But there was like maybe two or three that were still open on the news saying they're going to stay open to the end, yada, yada. But in reality, they're jeopardizing those sick patients that will get caught in a raid, you know, when they decide to run through. So Stuart Dunnings and Briggs, city attorney's office, sent out certified letters to seize, and we received those yesterday by certified mail, you know, by regular mail, and actually they had a police officer walking into his establishment yesterday. He walked into ours, and he said, you know, looks like you guys stopped doing everything and just pushing some paper. And we just smiled and said, yeah, we're pushing paper and, you know, assigning those patients caregivers and trying to do as much as we can. And so he said, good, because they're going, you know, every single dispensary today to notify them to stop. So I think those other two are probably shut down, so 48 are probably down.
All right, so the dispensaries have stopped doing business, but caregivers like yourself can still take medical marijuana in different forms to patients.
Right. The caregivers, you can take care of your 5 legal patients, and that's all we're doing right now. Anything outside of that, you know, we don't know the risks of that. The judges already agreed that a patient-to-patient transfer, you know, was not acceptable. You can only have your 5 patients. And so everything outside of you going to your own personal caregiver is a risk.
Boy, there are a lot of different factions that are trying to shut down your business. How does that make you feel?
Well, it's unfortunate, not so much for myself, but it's we, the clinic, you know, we've been here as a certification and resource center. You know, the advocating team starting, you know, Normal up here, Michigan Normal, working with them, you know, starting an American for Safe Access chapter in Lansing, and that's a national advocating group, so people have a call tree in case of raids. It's been rather challenging, but we've been here since 2009 as a resource center, and we don't want to stop. You know, if we have to stop dispensing, then that's just a bump in the road, a speed bump in the road, because it blew up so fast everywhere that we couldn't control or, you know, kind of regulate what people were doing, and they all took their own interpretations, and it jeopardized all of us.
Michigan State Senator Rick Jones said we don't even need to have dispensary centers, that doctors should be the ones that are dispensing medical marijuana. How do you respond to that?
If that was the case, and we wish that was the case, we wouldn't be in a situation now. But unfortunately, in 2009, this is the Medical Marijuana Act that we came out with, and we had physicians for years, even after that, you know, still shun away from it because they're under contracts or, you know, that against the hospitals or they can't or whatnot. If we could have went from the very beginning to our primary care physician, like preventative medicine, and they're open-minded, then this wouldn't have happened. So people would have still went to the primary care physician's office and got these certifications, you know, assisted someone, there would have been another system. But unfortunately, this is the gray areas that we're trying to work and, you know, assist with, and that's what we got.
Shakina Pena is the owner and operator of Your Healthy Choice Clinic here in Lansing. Shakina, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.